Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we inspire awareness, manifesting, motivating, and educating every day. On Sundays, it's Make Me Feel It Radio with Stacey Ferguson. This show is starting a movement as it seeks to inspire people to grow and change the world through personal and financial development. On Mondays is Totally Whole with Pastor Cook and Dr. Maxine. This show addresses issues related to spirituality and mental health. On Tuesdays, it's Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show will help you get your money right and your financial house in order. On Wednesdays, it's the RN Perspective with our own RN, Stacey Lamore. Change the way you think about health by understanding the connection you have with all things and how your habits affect your health. Learn to heal holistically. On Thursdays, it's 4 weeks, four different shows. 5 weeks, five different shows. The first Thursday of the month is Total Empowerment, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out with Angela Hardy. The second Thursday of the month is One Love, One Connection, One Us. Turn your relationship into a spiritual union with Reverend Arlene Kahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. The third Thursday of the month is the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jermell Gilliam, a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. The fourth Thursday of the month is the Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. This show explores the inner world of our mind and gives advice on spiritual growth and self-healing. The fifth Thursday of the month is Healing Paradigms with Reverend Arlene Kahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. On Fridays, it's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. It's sexual health and fitness like you've never heard it before with Vondria Walters and Zakia Lana, the Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. every day. And now you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Family Healing Circle Media. Family Healing Circle, healing from mind, body, and soul.
Well, good evening, family. Welcome to the Orange Perspective, presented by me, your host, Stacey Lamore, and I am so happy to have you joining me today. So you know how I do. Let's get right to the heart of it. Today we're going to talk about toxic supplements, and most of us, not all of us, but most of us are aware about the lack of nutrients in our food. And a lot of it is because of how food is produced nowadays. It's not at its highest quality. The way things were produced back in our grandmama and grandpapa's days are not the way they're produced nowadays. And I thought this was a really important topic, just like any topic I discuss, hey. But I wanted to talk about this topic today because it stood out to me. Well, let me just give you some background. I'm in Florida with the family. And most of you guys know I have four kids with a fifth baby on the way. And I was talking with my doctor, and my doctor mentioned I need to increase my iron on the phone. So she was like, we need to get you some more iron supplements. I was like, okay. So I said, okay, I'll manage it. Don't worry about it because I have my source of iron, and I know where to go to get the best sources of iron. But I was in the store today, and I just happened to look. I said, let me just take a look and see what's out there on the shelves. And I was looking up iron. And I tell you, you know, as much as I've spoken about preservatives and artificial colors and anything else that we shouldn't be eating, it shocked me to see just how much of that stuff was in our vitamins and supplements. So I go looking, and mind you, I've had four children before, and I used to take the stuff that was on the shelves. I wasn't very educated about what better options there were, and I went and just kind of referred to the iron supplements that I used to take, and never before had I really looked at the ingredients of vitamins like I did today. Because I never really had to. I stopped taking the shelf vitamins. But I just wanted to look. I said, let me just take a look and see what these iron supplements have. And my jaw just hit the ground. I saw artificial colors, artificial preservatives. I saw tons of stuff, and I knew that this stuff was in there. But to think that I used to take this stuff when I was pregnant with my other four children, I said to myself, oh, my gosh, I was killing myself and my kids. I couldn't believe it. Just for iron pills. It doesn't include the stuff, the other things I take, like the chromium, the magnesium, the vitamin C, all of that stuff that came on that I used to take, the supplements, the vitamins and the minerals, because I know, having done research, having worked patients, having to just kind of work hard to figure out what the body needs when it's low in its nutrient content, I know that there are certain things we've got to take. So just knowing that I used to take these things to get my body to in a position of optimal health, it makes me think, what, maybe this is what caused that, or maybe this is what caused this. So I'm looking at iron. I see red 40. We all know that red 40 has been linked to stomach cancers, DNA mutations, hyperactivity in children, ADHD, autism. I saw yellow 1 or yellow 6. I saw blue, artificial blue. I couldn't believe it. And this is just for the iron that I used to take. And I just didn't know what to say. I just didn't know what to say. And my husband was with me. And I said, oh, my gosh, look at these artificial ingredients, all these colors we used to take. And he's like, well, thank goodness we don't take them now. And I'm like, yeah, thank goodness we don't. But the fact is, there are so many people out there that do. So it's really important that I share with you guys. And we all want to be healthier. We all want to take the right minerals and vitamins. We all want to take the best supplements. But you've got to look at what you're taking right now. Look at the stuff that's on your shelf. Don't just look at it. Research what's on your shelves. Research these ingredients. FDA is designed to protect the consumer, right? But you've got to remember, the FDA is going to support what's most cost effective, what's not. The FDA is designed to research things that could kill you. That's what the FDA is designed to do. They research all the drugs and foods and things like that are out in the market, and they take a look at it if there's some type of complaint or concern that's out there. And that's what they do. They research to see what is in this product. Is it safe or is it not safe? Oftentimes you'll find that, or most times you'll find that FDA is approving a lot of the artificial ingredients in our food because they're at safe levels of they're at safe levels in our foods, in our vitamins, in our supplements, meaning what they're saying is they're not at toxic levels. But let's think about this. Let's say that something like magnesium. I'm looking at my paperwork here. Magnesium silicate. Another name for it is talc. Talc. Some say talc. I'm going to say talc. That is. It's very similar to the composition of asbestos. And most know when you inhale it, it'll cause lung problems, you know, especially for those that have had worked in areas of construction or any kind of demolition. You can be exposed to asbestos, and when you inhale it, your risk of lung cancer does increase dramatically. So magnesium silicate is very similar in composition to asbestos and or talc. And it's the composition of it is what, funny enough, is what is used to treat a lot of our foods, a lot of our vitamins, a lot of our processed foods. It's found in deodorant. It's also found in a lot of our vitamins. So I want you guys to understand, and this is something that I'm looking at from a health perspective, you're increasing your risk of magnesium detriment to your body by exponential numbers. The Japanese have a a liking to rice. The whiter the rice, the better. But what they have found is stomach cancer in the Japanese has increased drastically because the rice is treated with magnesium silicate to make it whiter. So if you look, if you do your research, you'll find that stomach cancer in the Japanese, and you know what, I'll say that most Asian communities, Oriental communities, the Orient, wherever in that general area, you'll find that they don't deal with the sickness that the Western side does. We here in the United States that we deal with, they don't have high levels of diabetes, high blood pressure, and you know all of the things that we deal with here. But there, you've got to understand that there's a link. When there's a link, you got to follow the trail. And if there's an increased rate of stomach cancer, in a high rate of stomach cancer in Japan, what is the cause? And white rice is huge, is a huge resource in Japan. And the whiter the rice, which is treated with talc or magnesium silicate, the more preferred it is in the Japanese community. If you see that link, there's a high rate of stomach cancer. So, yes, the Food and Drug Administration may say, you know, it's not at toxic levels, but the fact that it can be toxic at all and in our food, in our supplements, in our vitamins and minerals, it should be avoided at all costs, okay? It's not something that we should be ingesting at all, even if there is a risk, a small risk. We should be really careful not to even take it in. So I want to talk about the top five ingredients or the top five, well, ingredients for these top five ingredients in your vitamins and supplements that you should avoid, okay? So number one, it will be artificial colors. Now, we all know that artificial colors have been linked to, like I said before, stomach cancers, DNA mutations, autism, ADHD, hyperactivity, you name it, it's all part of it. I mean, it's artificial. There's nothing natural about it. So you want to avoid it at all costs. Tons of things have artificial colors, like cereal, waffles, candy, processed foods, all those things that you, snacks, fruit snacks that kids eat. Be mindful of that, especially during the summer when kids just take in so much food, so many snacks. Be careful with those artificial colors. And I'm going to list the ones that stand out the most. And this is what I even saw in the iron supplements. Just blew my mind. So FD&C blue number one, blue number two, green number three, red number 3, red number 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6. And one of the reasons, I'll say it again, blue number 1, blue number 2, green number 3, red number 3, red number 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6. Now, why are these colors, these artificial colors, in your vitamins? Well, one of the reasons they put these colors in your vitamins is to offset the loss of color that comes from exposure to light, air temperature extremes, you know, moisture, and it just kind of corrects the natural variation in color, which to me doesn't make sense because we're not buying them for the color. We're buying them for their effect, right? So that's one thing that we've got to be mindful of. We're looking at the purpose of taking it, not the joy of looking at them as we take them. Okay, iron, as you know, most of them come in a red color. So you can only imagine, it just pains me. As I took these iron pills years ago, the things that I was giving my babies, and what effect do they have on them right now? Like, what is the effect of me taking these iron pills? What effect do they have on my 4 children at this moment? You know, I have one child that has already been diagnosed with ADHD. You know, another child has some challenges processing math problems. You know, she always gets through it, but she doesn't process it as quickly. You know, I have another child that just doesn't pay attention. I don't know if it's just him being a boy, wild as can be. And I know a lot of it is just, you know, being a boy. But she, as a parent, you always say to yourself, what did I do or what didn't I do? to encourage this. And it's just something that we do. So especially moms, we're holding these babies in our womb. We've got to know that what we're giving them is going to make them better, not cause problems in the future. So that's the first one. The second one, the second dangerous ingredient is hydrogenated oils. Now, hydrogenated oils are typically oils that are vegetable oil that has hydrogen added to it. So what happens in that process is the good oil or the good fats, and if you know the low-density lipoprotein, that's also known as LDL, those are the bad fat. That's the bad fat, the bad cholesterol. HDL, that's the high-density lipoprotein. That's the good cholesterol. What happens when you have oils that are hydrogenated, it reduces the high-density lipoproteins, the HDLs. It reduces the good cholesterol and ends up reduces the HDL and ends up increasing the bad cholesterol. So that's where we get our trans fats from, okay? And so we know that if we reduce the risk or if we reduce our consumption of trans fat, that would prevent almost 20,000 heart attacks a year just in the United States, almost 7,000 coronary heart diseases. Heart disease-related deaths each year. So that tells you how important it is to stay away from trans fats. And that's why you see so many labels out there that talk about trans fats and staying away. Either they have no trans fats or staying away from trans fats. So you want to stay away from that because we need the good fat, and mostly that will come from our healthy starches and so on and so forth. So you just got to be careful when you are selecting your food. But here's the biggest thing. Why is it even there, right? Why is it even there in the first place? It should not be in our vitamins and our supplements. You know, why are they there? And the main reason is because they're cheap fillers. They're cheap fillers. And the more people start to understand that cheap is not best, that's when we're going to be a healthier community overall. It really is. It's best to choose things that are higher quality. Buying this stuff that says, you know, buy one, get one free, or 20% more for your money, or added 10 more pills for the same price. Be careful of that. We're in a consumer-based environment, market, where it's all about getting more for your buck. We've got to understand that we're worth so much more than that. You got to spend your time investing in what's best for you, not what's going to give you more bang for your buck. So the third thing we're going to talk about are lead, mercury, and PCBs. Okay, so first thing we'll talk about is lead. We all know that lead is not, it's lead and mercury. Those are metals that should not even be in our bodies, really. We need essential fatty acids, and most of that we can find in our fish and things like that. But we've got to be careful that some of our fish will have the lead and the mercury because they're not being they're not being raised or produced the right way. They have high levels of lead and mercury, so you got to be mindful. A lot of our vitamins have lead and mercury. And it's kind of to be expected because imagine all the toxic stuff that's getting into our water. Fish is eating that. You know, they're being exposed to it. So you got to be careful with that. And you'll find a lot of that in our fish oil supplements that are out on the market. And one thing that most people don't know is that fish oil supplements have been shown, some, not all, some fish oil supplements have shown to increase the rate of prostate cancer risk, and that's because of the contaminants that are in our water. So be careful of that. We need those essential fatty acids, especially for pregnant women like myself, babies and toddlers. We need it for the brain and heart health. but we've got to be careful where we're getting those very important essential fatty acids from. Be careful with the fish oil supplements that you're getting in the store. You want to avoid toxic heavy metals as much as possible. And we're finding them in our food. We're finding them in our, not only our food, but our vitamins. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Sorry about that. So you want to be careful in getting the right kind of essential fatty acids. The best thing to do, the best thing to do to get your essential fatty acids, is to reach for those fish that are wild-caught fish. You want to get pasture-raised eggs and greens, especially those dark leafy greens. Great source of omega-3s there. So those are options, but just be careful. Again, look at the label. What does the label say? Does it say lead, mercury, and PCBs? That's P for ball, Paul, C for cat, and B for boy. Be careful with that, okay? So I know I've filled you up with a lot of information right now. We're going to take a quick break and listen to a little bit of Soul Sister from Bilal.
break the cycle of mediocrity. Did you know that most people don't like waking up to an alarm clock every morning? How would you like to make a full-time income working part-time from home? The largest percent of people who make six-figure or more do it from a home-based business. You can design your own future with a company that is fun, fast, friendly, and rewarding. The Limu Company is new to the Baltimore area, looking for a few good men and women. If you are a leader and you're sick and tired of the Monday to Friday 9-to-5 grind, if you want to set your own schedule and pay, contact Gloria at 443-326-1943. That's 443-326-1943 or email gleach7@verizon.net. That's gleach7@verizon.net. I'll see you at the top.
Okay, so we're back to the RN's perspective, talking about toxic supplements in our stores. Hey, I just talked about lead, mercury, and PCBs. One last thing I want to mention before I move on to the next one. So you want to make sure when you're looking at those essential fatty acids and omega-3s, look to make sure they state molecularly distilled and third-party tested to ensure that PCBs, dioxins, and mercury, lead, and other contaminants are below the acceptable limits. And this is for the Council for Responsible Nutrition and other advisory agencies, okay? It should say something along those lines. Okay, so the fourth thing we already discussed, and that was talc or magnesium silicate. You want to make sure that you're avoiding that. If you see any vitamins or supplements that say talc or magnesium silicate, don't buy it. It's a cheap filler. It's for anti-caking purposes. It's used to prevent the supplements from sticking together and caking up. So you want to avoid it. That's just basically what it comes down to. Avoid it. The fifth thing is titanium dioxide. It's another one of those disgusting ingredients that are found in our vitamins and supplements. We have to be really, 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 really careful, okay, because there are a lot of supplements out there. There's tons. Again, I don't buy supplements in the store. I have my own source of high-quality supplements that don't have this nasty stuff in it. So when I looked at the store, just, you know, out of curiosity, I'm looking, I'm like, gosh, there's a supplement for every letter of the alphabet. And there's something for every person, elderly, babies, adolescents, teenagers, adults, you know, pregnant women, anyone at risk for something, there's a supplement out there. So this stuff is in there. So I really want you guys, family, to just really pay attention to the labels on these bottles, okay? Because it could be doing much more harm than any good for you. And I'm sure whatever good it could do for you is being outweighed by the harm it's doing to you. Okay, so titanium dioxide has been shown to cause lung inflammation, damage to the lung, and it has also been shown to prove immune system dysfunction. It also has shown that DNA damage is linked to titanium dioxide, and it can cause kidney damage. Well, it's been found to cause kidney damage in mice and small intestine inflammation. And we're not mice. We get that. But you know what? What you have to understand is the reason why they're testing mice is because a lot of their nervous system and their gastric system are very similar to ours as humans. So that's why they test a lot of stuff on mice. What may not be an issue for mice may be an issue for humans and vice versa. But more so than not, what they find to have happened in mice is often what they find to have happened in humans, okay? With intestinal inflammation, for those specifically that deal with Crohn's and gluten sensitivity, this is something you really want to pay attention to. because it would cause some serious damage to your intestinal tract. And if you have those issues, gluten sensitivity and Crohn's, then you've got to know that you don't want those symptoms because they are painful. I know I've treated many a patient in the ER with Crohn's or irritable bowel syndrome and diverticulitis, anything that has an impact on the intestinal tract. It is a painful thing. And to think that your vitamins could cause this pain, you definitely want to look at the labels, okay? So the best thing to do is to eat organic. And a lot of people have issues with buying food that costs more money. But you know what? I saw a post that my trainer, Isla Nguyen, who is awesome, by the way, she had a post on Facebook. And she may have taken it from maybe someone else. Maybe it's going around. But the post said, you know, some people have issues with paying money for good health or good food, healthy food, quality food, high quality food. But you don't understand, when you get sick, the cost to fix yourself or to treat yourself, to get treated when you're sick, far outweighs the cost to just eat healthier now and to spend more money on food, healthy food now. And it's a problem. And I'll just give you an example. My father, he is alive and well, and I'm thankful for that. He's taking high-quality supplements. But before he got involved with that, my father drank soda. He ate all kinds of sweets, was developing high blood pressure over the years, high stress. He had every issue you can think of because he felt that he didn't need to spend money on the best food. Now, my father wasn't a big meat eater. I'll say that. He liked a lot of fish, but he liked a lot of greasy food, and that was the problem. He didn't eat much salad. You know, he didn't drink much water. Thank God for him, he stayed pretty active, so a lot of what he didn't do was counteracted by what he did do. And I hope I said that right. But basically, he is dealing with a lot of problems now from the way he treated his body later. Two triple bypasses, people. My father's had two triple bypasses. End-stage kidney disease, end-stage renal disease, which means he has dialysis 3 days a week. He doesn't have diabetes, thank God. High cholesterol. He was at one point a very, very sick man. And when he thinks back, he wishes he didn't eat and drink some of the things that he did. He wishes he cared more for his body. So imagine the cost of his health care now, as opposed to if he just invested $3 or $4 more dollars into a better quality fruit or vegetable or certain meats. You know, it just, if you think about it like that, it's worth it. It's worth it because it takes your independence away. When you're sick, it takes everything away from you that you once felt was all yours and no one could take. That freedom, that independence to do whatever you want to do. Now, you know, he can't do anything he wants to do. Thank God he's driving. He's independent enough to take care of himself, showering, you know, with his active activities of daily living. But there are a lot of things he can't do because of his current state of health that was caused by what he's done in the past and where he didn't pay attention to the food he was eating and things he was drinking. So just that's what you want to do. You want to focus on. I'm reading from the let me get this right. A lot of my sources have come from the American College of Healthcare Sciences. Okay, so a lot of where I got my information from came from there. And a lot of what I'm telling you is also stuff that I just know in my own research in years past, you know, my interaction with patients and what I've learned over the years. But you definitely want to eat certified organic whole foods and take food-based supplements that are tested, okay, for heavy metal contamination. You don't want to take supplements that have metal contamination because guess what? You're getting metal and you're counteracting all those things, those good things the supplements do for you. You want to take food-based supplements, not artificial supplements. There's no point in taking it because your body wants what God designed it to have, natural food, natural resources, not artificial. We weren't designed to receive artificial anything. And that's why this country is in the sixth state that it's in. You know, Sweet and Low, let's talk about Sweet and Low. What's the other one? Splenda, Equal. I used to be an Equal fan until I did my research and realized, oh, my gosh, what was I thinking? But you know what? It's just ignorance. It's not being educated. We just don't know. But when you know, you're so much more wise for it. You're so much more wiser. So, you know, aspartame has been linked to cancer, hair thinning, hyperactivity. I mean, so many things. The list goes on and on. So eat certified organic whole foods where you can, especially fruits and vegetables, things that have a thick peel like bananas and oranges. You don't necessarily have to buy those organic. I would encourage you to, though, because the more organic it is, the less chance you have of eating something that's genetically modified. And that's what most of our food is coming from now, genetically modified sources. Like, let's look at the grapes. Have you seen those seedless grapes? Of course, most of us have. That's genetically modified. That means it's not natural. It's not naturally designed that way. It wasn't designed for us to eat that way. They should have seeds. That's how we are able to make more naturally healthy fruits. Okay? They should have seeds. So be wary of things like that. So you want to read your labels. Make sure none of these artificial ingredients are in your vitamins and supplements. Okay, you want to take a look at everything that you're ingesting, everything that your family's ingesting, because you're worth it. And many people will say, I don't have time for that. Well, you know what? You need to make time for it. And that's just the reality of it. You need to make time for it because you'll pay for it later. You'll have to give yourself time for the health issues that will come later, and that's just truth. Okay, so mind yourself with these vitamins. Be careful with these vitamins. One thing, and like I mentioned before, many years ago, we had high quality food. What is in our food now, 70% of it is not even available. We're getting 30% of the nutrients in our food than we did years ago. Our meats have high levels of steroids, hormones, antibiotics. Our fish is being farm raised and given antibiotics. A lot of our fish is being, I can't even think about it, but they're hybrid. They're being hybridized, and that's not natural, and that's why we are so sick. The cancer rate is up. Heart disease is up. Diabetes, high fructose corn syrup. Watch that. Watch those labels in your food. We've got to start eating fast food from our hand called fruit and vegetables. You know, something that's more healthy for our body, more natural for our body. That's why our kids are getting so much sicker. That's why we're getting so much sicker. We've got to be really vigilant about what we're putting in our systems. So I like to give the vision of, the cheese with the little holes in it. I don't know if you've seen the slices of cheese that have the holes. Well, that's what our nutrition intake is like. All those holes represent the nutrient lack that we're exposed to now. So myself and my family, we are so much in a better state of health now since we started taking customized supplements. These customized supplements are natural in nature, organic. They have no casein, no dairy, no hormones, no steroids, no preservatives, no chemicals, none of the stuff that is in our markets and our foods now. None of that. So our supplements are plant-based. And truly, that's what heals the body is plant-based supplements, plant-based foods, plants, what's grown in the ground. And so my family, including my father, is so much healthier for it. So I would encourage you to take a look at that. It's required that you would do a HIPAA-compliant assessment online. So the assessment asks you questions. About everything, your intake, how much sleep you get, how much alcohol do you drink, how much processed meat do you ingest, what's your history, your health history, do you have any chronic diseases, what medications are you taking? A lot of the medications that we take are flushing our bodies of the nutrients we need. So that's, you know, these medicines, they're not designed to heal us. They're designed to just fix. It's kind of like a Band-Aid. It's putting a Band-Aid on a wound that's not healing. So supplements are good for us, and they're designed to give us the nutrients that our food is not giving us. But if you're taking the wrong supplements, it'll make you sick. So my family and I, we are on ID Life supplements. It requires you to do a HIPAA-compliant assessment online, and it will ask you all the questions I just mentioned, and it will give you a list of the supplements you need that are customized just for you. So you want to do this compliant assessment, HIPAA compliant assessment, and look at what these doctors and scientists have been able to come up with. Over 5,000 algorithms have been able to be designed to tell you what you need. And I tell you, the energy that I have, even pregnant, the energy I have, it's just amazing, absolutely amazing, especially chasing after 4 kids, pregnant with this big old belly. Oh, goodness, in the summer, I have more energy now than I did with the other kids. So my father's healthier for it. My husband has more energy than before. Our kids are so much healthier on the kids' supplements they offer. It's absolutely amazing. So I want to encourage you to go on to my website, and that is stacylamore.idlife.com, and that's spelled S-T-A-C-I-E-L-A-M, like Mary, O-U-R, .idlife.com. Take a look, do an assessment, and I tell you, start taking these, give yourself 30 days. You're going to feel absolutely amazing. The sleep that you get will be so much better. The pains that you were feeling will start to go away. The clarity in your skin, I mean, you start to crave healthy food. And that's what happens when you start to eat naturally, when you start to eat from a plant-based foundation. And, you know, you really have to kind of change up how you eat. Change your supplements, change your vitamins, change your food intake. You know, stop eating the junk, eat more high-quality foods, drink more water. You're going to see that your body just operates like a fully functioning machine. It will amaze you. Many people have been able to get off of these medications that they're taking because of the supplements. You know, medications are given as a quick fix, but honestly, disease is healed from the food, the high-quality foods we have access to. We do have access to them. Taking more high-quality foods into your system, your body finds a way to heal itself because it's given the nutrients it needs. So look into that, okay? And you guys know if you have any questions, you can always email me at stacylamore@gmail.com. So I'm happy to help. And I hope you have an awesome, awesome evening. It was wonderful talking to you. And again, if you have any questions, I'm here for you. But stay healthy, look at your labels, and definitely be more vigilant at what you are taking in. You want to stay hydrated, too. This heat is not a joke. So definitely focus on what you want your family or yourself to have get a positive impact from. And that's better health, that's increased hydration, and just a longer life, a healthier, longer life. Okay, so take care. We'll talk soon, and talk to you next week.